ॐ पार्याय च वर्षाय च नमः प्रतराण श्रोतराण च नमस्तिवीर्य च कृल्याय च नृपहासाश्याय च फेन्याय च शुक्लयजुर्वेदसंहिता 1642. O Lord, thou art beyond the sea of relative existence, thou art also in the midst of it. I bow to thee. Thou enablest one to go beyond sin by means of holy chants. Thou takest one beyond the cycle of births and death through knowledge. I bow to thee. Thou art present in sacred flowing streams as well as on the coast. I bow to thee. Thou art in the tender grass and the seashore as well as in the foaming waves. I bow to thee. I'm going to read two letters from Swami Nisheshananda. One is dated 23rd February 1981. My dear, love and best wishes to you, your wife and child, parents and all our friends. Thanks for the detailed letter which was redirected to me from Johannesburg. As I am traveling constantly, arrangement has been made to redirect all letters to the next convenient place. Glad to know how you and your wife are very near your immediate objective. You aiming at the PhD and she got her master's degree. As we think and work positively and confidently, new persons, objects and situations are drawn to us where we are. Thought act like a suction, attracting towards the thinker circumstances needed for the next forward step. Even those situations looking like challenges are invitations to look within and receive the right ideas and attitude to score another success. All wisdom is coiled up within each of us. The new problem is meant to bring on the next right outlook from within. In this sense, there is perfect harmony between outside situations and the next inspired idea to rise up from the inside. So the interviews, etc., are all part of the divine setup for the next advance individually and in group. The extension of your parents' stay is just one more instance of such matching events. Because before August 81, you and your wife would have gone through your respective tests, etc., and the parents are there to take charge of the child. Doctor was to go through a process meant to make his present position permanent if possible. Probably it ended in success. He is lucky to get earning and studying facility so soon after arriving in Philadelphia. In fact, all of you have been fortunate, each in a different way. Doctor has been blessed with non-ending invitations to perform religious ceremonies for numerous people and to secure for them desired benefit. And all the fees got thereby have been put into a fixed deposit meant to enable the spread of spiritual ideas. This is one development which is a real wonder of wonders. God, who could bring down such benefits for many, has somehow decided to delay his own chances of getting a suitable teaching position. But God knows what is best for everyone's physical, mental, moral, spiritual, and even professional ascent. He knows when to introduce the next step in progress. When we practice showering heavenly flowers on our immediate household scenes, looking upon the whole scene as that scene and those persons, and then widen the scene by introducing hundreds, thousands and millions, and then the whole earth, interspace and heaven as the area where those heavenly flowers are to be showered, well, there must be a grand suction created from the entire universe. Heavenly benefits are bound to be drawn wonderfully to the thinker's field. Right measure, right time, sure. The other friends and families, in the area, in some form of other, doing the showering of heavenly flowers in their own ways, they too will draw to them matching environmental changes for the better. I hope with God's presence within them will turn the corner and enter a period of steady progress and success. I remember others too, like all on the same forward march. As far as me here, things are going on smoothly, though slowly. I went one round in South Africa. I'm waiting for a visa to go for a second round. When that visa comes, I shall use my ticket and visit Zambia, Zambian towns, and Mauritius before flying to Johannesburg. If things go well, I hope to be in the USA by May end or early June 81. Strangely, the last visit to South African cities was during Christmas holiday time. A few meetings could not be held because of the holiday season. Yet on the whole, I met many. Most friends registered vast improvement in their inward and outward setup. The last Atmanivedana mailer matter was posted by me from Chicago in July end. It was meant for August, but surplus matter was sent, so September 2 was covered. From here, last week, I sent matter for October and November 1980. I am to get ready another two installments, December 80 and January 81. If I am lucky, I hope to finish also two more matters for February and March 81 soon. Then I shall only come up to date. Prudence must make me also get ready another 2 months and then retain the advanced position and 2 months always. This means a good deal of thinking and writing work. God made me a fast and tireless speaker, but a slow, hesitating, and habitually late writer. That is His way with this one here. Heard with some sadness that had to be hospitalized for a mild sickness, which doctors christened a stroke. But they allowed him to travel to India, to Hyderabad, to participate in Hyderabad Center's grand opening a few days ago. With greetings and love, yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. Another letter. This is dated 21st May 1986. My dear, love and best wishes to you, your wife, children and friends, as well as relatives everywhere. Thanks for the detailed letter of April 14th, written in a calm and reflective mood after the storms have passed. As winds bring in clouds which hide the sun, and the same winds resolve the clouds and reveal the sun, so the winds of our combined thought forces, loosely called karma, in a family and social setup, bring clouds of painful experiences, and the same forces, after a time, remove them and bring in spiritual upliftment. At such time, Gita 19:33 becomes apt reminder to all of us. Having gone to this impermanent and painful, pain-causing world, do thou worship me? And such worship need not be elaborate. Verses 26 and 27 say, whoever offers me with devotion and a pure mind, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or a little water, I accept this offering. Whatever thou dost, eats, offer it is offering to me. Again in chapter 18, verse 46, we are told, he from whom all beings were evolved, and by whom all this is pervaded, worshipping him with his own duty, man attains perfection. Your daily work is what you do to the family and to your students and so on as part of your profession. It includes also your own studies of spiritual literature and your reflections on what you gather from books and the people known to you. The rest will be done by the Lord, whose image you and all of us are, whether we acknowledge this truth or not. He guides everything aright. Is it not His guidance which made you, my mother-in-law, recover and reach Varanasi just in time to be with her partner, or this of the curtain, that supreme intelligence adjusts everything in the right way at the right time. Look at this complementary position, says the Gita, verse 5:13. Renounce all actions mentally, not in the physical sense, by offering them to me. Self-controlled, embodied, one lives happily. In the ninth gated city, neither benign spectator, witness of the entire neither acting nor causing others to act. This means taking the position of the calm, benign spectator, witness of the entire drama of life. The Katha Upanishad 2.2.1 is more specific. It calls the body an 11-gated city, whose of the unborn Lord, whose consciousness does not flicker, which are the 11, the two eyes, ears, nostrils, and the mouth, 7 in the head, the navel, the two lower apertures, the Brahmarandhra leading to the top of the head form the 11. God makes this city and He Himself occupies it as the Jiva, playing the part of the Jiva. It is an art to capture such a spectator's position and stay like a supervisor at the game of life. All odd attempts to adopt this surprisingly grace-showering position steps us in the right direction, leading to blissful communion. He is the goal in one sense. In another sense, He is the traveler as well as the road. There are only verbal and conceptual differences. Differences are ways in which He dances. No need to stop such a dance. Let us participate in it. Swami of London Center is expected to be in Durban Ramakrishna Center, an independent body doing good work through a number of branches from 1st August 86 through 15th August. From that day to 21st, He is supposed to be in Zimbabwe. We shall make Swami be our guest speaker at our annual function to be fixed for Sunday, 17th August. In Johannesburg, I am closely connected with the local Ramakrishna Vedanta Society. It has on a 6-house plot, a hall to accommodate 1,000 chairs, a spacious stage, a projection room with cooking facilities for 2,000 people, and adjacent to it, a Lakshmi Narayan temple, marble statues on the platform with a carpeted hall to seat 400. Unconnected with these, through my efforts, we have created a trust with a sum of over 50,000 whose interest can be used for a variety of purposes, the first being to pay airfare for RK Mission monks and Sarada Mission nuns to come, preach and have the talks recorded, edited and made ready for print. Also video pictures of their work and movements to be made to present to them and to keep as a local record. In Zimbabwe, we have 8 houses whose rents can be used to do similar service. Accumulated rents and the local value of the sum use and constitute a fund similar to the Johannesburg Fund, but slightly smaller. On September 14, 86, I begin my 88th year on this earth, and on October 25th, 86, I commence my 28th year of service in Africa. I have broken all records in this sense. Mine is the only work by our Swamis which remains unaffiliated to that mission. Swami in Kaladi had the greatest record 13 years before recognition. Mine has exceeded all records of any organization anywhere, I think. That is part of the game of life. Doctor, who is in close touch with me, send me a birthday present, The Game of Life, How to Play It by Florence Scovelshin. If possible, get a copy of this highly interesting small book and read and reread it. Another interesting book is Hidden Power Behind Human Problem by Frederick Bales, the author of Your Mind Can Hear You. All these are highly inspiring books. They come under Vedanta from the Christian standpoint, non-theological. I use these as my textbooks along with the Upanishads in my talks here and in South Africa. Wishing you all the best. Yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. I will close with a prayer. కాయేన వాచ మనసైంద్రియర్వ్యా బుద్ధ్యోత్మనా వా ప్రకృతే స్వభావాత్ కరోమి యద్యత్ సకలం పరస్మై నారాయణేత్ సమర్పయామి. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ డూ, ఎయిదర్ బై బాడీ, స్పీచ్, మైండ్ ఆర్ సెన్సరీ ఆర్గన్స్, ఎయిదర్ విత్ మై పర్సనల్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆర్ న్యాచురల్ ట్రైట్, ఐ సరెండర్ అండ్ సబ్మిట్ ఆల్ దాట్ టు ద సుప్రీం డివైన్ నారాయణ. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.